Shraddha, will it? It's the first requirement, bhakti, faith. Will that lead to naivety? And if you start using reason, doubts start coming in. I think doubts are also a sign of intelligence. You know, it's like a small child sees an advertisement and believes it. That's why in many countries there are restrictions about you cannot target advertisements for children who are very small. Recently, there's a new word that has come up. There's pornography. There is pornography. Pornography means children who are newborn, all the media that targets them.
Is that real, Prabhu?
Well, it's called neologism. Neologism is a new word that has come up. It's not even like a mainstream circulation. But there's a lot of targeting for children who haven't developed any critical faculty. What do they say? Believe it, like infants. Oh, you know, buy this toy, play with this, get that. But there are definitely restrictions on what can be targeted, at what age ads can be used for targeting people. So when people are a little older, hopefully they have a little critical faculty so they don't believe in whatever they see. So we do need, actually, spiritual life requires a certain amount of cynicism. Because at one level, as you said, how can I believe something which I don't see? Okay, that's a good question. But spiritual life requires not just faith that something exists beyond what I see. Spiritual life requires also doubt that what I see is not the way things are. So it requires, sometimes atheists say we are skeptics. We don't believe the way religious people believe. But actually religious people are skeptical. Skeptical that the world as it appears is not what it actually is. So skepticism also required, no doubt. Otherwise, if we start believing whatever we see, we feel the world has so much pleasure. Why should I think about something else? But the world's pleasures are temporary. You have to see beyond, requires intelligence. So we don't have to think that it's like reasoning will lead to doubts about spirituality. Rather, reasoning can lead to doubts about materialism also. And the doubts about materialism are required to practice spirituality. So in that sense, the reasoning faculty can be used. I did a seminar for IIT students in India. So we're talking about atheism and theism. So I said that I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. So what do you mean by that? That basically, if you look at atheism, what is the life story of the universe? Life story of the universe would be that nothing existed because of nothing. Nothing exploded because of nothing. And gave rise to everything. That is spectacularly rational, isn't it? So, atheism also requires a significant amount of faith.
Mayavadi?
Yeah. So atheism also requires faith that from matter consciousness came, from nothing everything came, from a disorder order came, from an explosion construction came. And none of these things we have seen anywhere. So we require faith over there also. So faith is required in every walk of life. Even materialism requires faith, spirituality requires faith. So what we need to do is, if we have doubts, we direct them properly. So if we tend to get a lot of questions, we need to associate with devotees who can answer those questions. We need like-minded devotees. Not all devotees will be able to answer those questions. So we have to find out who are the devotees who are also having that rational faculty. More. So I had a lot of questions since the start of my bhakti. I was introduced in Pune and I was traveling with one of my spiritual guides to Mumbai and we were going in the train and can I ask you some questions? I said, yes. And at that time I had like 6 foolscape papers filled with questions. I was surprised, how many questions do you have? I said, 189 questions. So of course we finished only like 12 questions in the 3 hours, but these 4 hours, but anyway, the point is that I have a lot of questions and I have to search, not that just the devotee whom we are introduced, who introduces us, they will answer all our questions. So if the rational faculty is higher than us, we can contact those, try to seek out those devotees who can get answers to our questions. At the second point, on my website, you know, there are almost like 6,000 questions have been answered, thespiritualscientist.com. And several of my books also, they're behind, which are question answer books. So you can find out the resources. And third thing is that reason should be our minister, not our master. In our spiritual path, reason is important, but it's like a king has a minister. So reason is a minister. I use my reason to understand things. But in every walk of life, we go beyond reason to do things. Even in science, which claims to be rational, quantum physics, actually it just doesn't make sense. Quantum physics holds that everything is just waveforms. There is no such solid atom over here. It just waves, and when I observe, then the waves collapse to form an object. Einstein was very skeptical about quantum physics. He said, I would like to believe that the moon continues to exist even if I am not looking at it. Now he said, that's common sense. The moon exists, but quantum physics says it doesn't exist. So, quantum physics requires a lot of faith. There's another quantum physicist, Paul Dirac, he said that if you think you have understood quantum physics, that is proof that you have not understood quantum physics. So science also requires faith. Now you could say that faith is reasonable because there are models and the models work, but it is faith. They don't use the word faith, they use the word assumptions. But essentially, it's the same thing. That we make certain propositions about the nature of the things that are unknown to us. That's the essence. What is faith mean? That which is unknown to me, I make some hypothesis about what is the nature of that unknown. But science also does that, and spirituality also does that. So scientists, it's not that when they're using quantum physics, they're not irrational. But they understand the rationality, we don't understand all of quantum physics. But we use it and we get some rational results by that. So similarly, we may not be able to understand all of spirituality by rationality. But the major spiritual truths, they do make sense broadly. And if some specific things don't make sense, then Jiva Goswami says that the inconceivability of the absolute proves the transcendence of the absolute. That means, he says, if we could understand the supreme with our intelligence, then our intelligence would become supreme. So that means there will always be some things about the supreme which you will not be able to understand. And that's not a irrationality. So you could say there is irrational, there is rational, and there is transrational. So spirituality is not irrationality, it is transrationality. We accept rationality. There are many things which is spirituality which are more rational than materialism. But there are some things which need us to go beyond rationality. So if we keep a reason as our minister, not our master, then we can move forward.